Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network joining us is North Dakota Livestock Alliance Executive Director Amber Wood. Today, the North Dakota Township Officers Association is meeting. You're there to present here later on. What are some of the things that you'll be talking about during this convention?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we love this event. We're here every single year, and I would say today this crowd is bigger than I've seen since I think I started with the Livestock Alliance. So it's a really, really excited room full of people wanting to hear about all the new things that especially came out of the legislative session this year. So Tamara Hines from the North Dakota Pork Council and I are teaming up for a presentation today on animal agriculture zoning and how that all works out in the rural areas of North Dakota. And we're also going to touch on the multiple different financial programs that have been made available both at the state and federal level. And to all livestock producers that are listening out there right now, there is a huge list of programs that are available to assist with modifying and building new livestock facilities in the state. So this is the time to start looking at some changes and see if you can qualify for these programs.
So talking about zoning, what are some of the things that North Dakota has going for it, or some of the changes that are really helping make some of this livestock expansion or improvement happen?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. So North Dakota is a little different from some of our neighboring states that the townships and the counties are able to take animal agriculture zoning authority if they decide to. It is limited to size, scope, and nature, meaning that they can say how many animals, where, and what species, you know, but that is limited. They can't ask how many days of storage you have, that kind of stuff. That authority only lies with the State Department of Environmental Quality. So just to put that clarification out there. But, and they are also have to work within the zoning laws of the state of North Dakota as well. So if you've heard the term model zoning ordinance, that's where that base is, where that the rules that the counties and townships, if they decide to take livestock authority, that's what the playbook they have to work within. So we're just going to run through all those rules and to help folks who have any questions about how the zoning procedures work.
And talking about the funding for things available there for those looking for expansion or improvement, that type of thing, what are some of the big ones that producers should be on the lookout for, and where can they really hone in on what they can utilize?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So the North Dakota Department of Agriculture has the authority, I suppose, would be the word for it, but they have the applications and everything that a person would utilize for applying to these different programs. So there's the Ag Development and Diversification Fund. So that is not only a grant program, but also an interest buy-down program through the Bank of North Dakota. It is amazing. It is something that the legislature supported very heavily, and it is something that if we don't use it, we could lose it. So let's get out there, get those producers applying. And then also, of course, the Ag Product Utilization Commission. That is also, the application process is also under the Ag Department. So they are your main go-to for a lot of the major programs for livestock development. And then, of course, our colleagues at NRCS, USDA NRCS, they have cost-share programs that can be utilized for modifying feedlots.